I would recommend we power forward into the rest of the regular agenda, see how far we get by 12:30 and take a break.
So we're ready to go, Mayor.
Okay.
Item 89.
89. You want those together or one at a time?
We'll do them one at a time.
Okay. 89, please.
Authorize an exemption to the competitive bidding process pursuant to ORS Chapter 279C and City Code Chapter 5.34 for construction of certain Green Street facilities funded by Percent for Green program.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Ivy Dunlap is here from BES. Carla's going to pass out an amendment, which as a technical fix, which I'll ask council to adopt. Here's the setup. Since 2007, the Percent for Green program has provided funding for voluntary stormwater management additions to both public and private projects. Council approved an ordinance, thank you, in 2010, exempting projects funded by the Percent for Green process from the competitive bidding process. Council authorized that exemption for a five-year period, and this ordinance would reauthorize that exemption. Ivy Dunlap with Environmental Services manages the Percent for Green program and is here now to walk us through this item. And why don't you begin by just telling us what the amendment is? We'll put the amendment before the council.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish.
Before you do the presentation, just tell us about the amendment.
Oh, yes. So the amendment, we found a technical difficulty or change in the findings for the exemption from competitive bidding. And so we just made an adjustment to primarily the way that they were lettered.
The council caught a technical problem with the findings, doesn't change the substance, and I would move the amendment as a amendment.
Okay. Second discussion?
Could you just, since the amendment doesn't show underlined strikeout, could you just tell me where the changes were made?
Good. You want me to bring the legal team in?
I want to know what it is. It's different.
Sure. I'll have Lisa join me, and she helped me make the changes. Do you want to?
Hi, Lisa Gramp, City Attorney's Office.
I want to second Commissioner Fritz's point. I know that we're doing this. We have to have this voted on today. I know we caught this at the 11th hour. To the extent we can do this as a red line amendment, it's always preferable, but go ahead.
Okay, sure. So the additional find, there's basically the two ultimate findings that you make in terms of no diminished competition and substantial cost savings are exactly the same. Actually, the substance is exactly the same. There was a change in the statute in 2014 that enumerated a number of additional underlying findings that support those two ultimate findings. And so the previous version you received had those additional findings as A through H. The statutory change, now it's like A through N. So there's additional findings that we incorporated into this document.
So what are the additional findings that are in the amended version, just numerically, and what page?
So, for example, there are a couple about L and M are about, or L and K, sorry, K and L are about the building and if it will be occupied or not. And this construction doesn't involve any building, so that one doesn't apply.
You've added two findings but noted that it's not applicable.
Right. This is about market conditions, and that is also addressed earlier in the findings about requiring a 10% match for using this ordinance. Technical complexity, there's no difference. It doesn't apply to this to this ordinance.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's really a technical change. It's a technical change to make it clear that all of the required criteria that are supposed to be considered were in fact considered and laid out in the way that the statute requires them to be laid out.
Well,
It just looks like there's another paragraph about how many persons are available to bid, which I don't
correct.
See in the original. And then
correct.
Construction budget and the projected operating cost, is that new?
No, the information is the same. It's recaptioned in the, the statute sort of recasts that information, but the substance of what we provided earlier is the same.
Okay, other questions before we have her go ahead and make the presentation?
Okay. I can't possibly.
Why don't you go ahead with the presentation?
Okay. I will start with giving you a little bit of background about the Percent for Green program. The program was established in 2007 with the City Council Green Street Resolution, and so the Green Street Resolution. The Green Street Resolution established the Percent for Green program. To date, 37 projects have been awarded funding through the program. And this will all come around and make more sense about why I'm talking about the program in general. And the program requires that any City of Portland project that does construction within the right-of-way but does not trigger the Stormwater Management Manual pays 1% of its construction budget into the Percent for Green Fund. So I'll get into this a little bit more, but it's primarily BES, Water, and PBOT that are doing work in the right-of-way that don't trigger the Stormwater Management Manual. The objectives of the program include stormwater system benefits, so improving our stormwater system, leveraging funding and leveraging partnerships, innovation in projects, education and high visibility projects, and diversity and minority, women-owned, and emerging small business employment. So these are program objectives. Not every project that we fund meets all of these objectives, but the more they meet, the higher it ranks and the more likely we are to fund the project. The requirements for the program are that the awarded project manages stormwater within the right-of-way, that the project go above and beyond the Stormwater Management Manual requirements, so that we're not funding something that's otherwise required, and or that the project adds stormwater management in the right-of-way to a project that doesn't require it. So, for example, the picture that I'm showing is on Gleason and 100th near Reach Development, and they weren't required to do any stormwater in the management on Gleason, but we were able to add the stormwater project to this to the project and capture that additional benefit. So this shows the program funding, and this is from the whole life of the project. We really got it up and running in 2008. You can see, as I mentioned, most of the money comes from BES, Water, and PBOT. Those are all the blue pieces of pie. And then we also receive some funds from offsite management fees, which is, and that's the green piece of pie. Most of that money comes from TriMet or the streetcar, and that's just a different accounting method, but also money that is paid in, and we mix it in with this pot of Percent for Green money because it fits into that stormwater mitigation fund, if you will. So the total money coming in since the program started is just over $4 million. The program recipients, so this is money going out, projects that we've awarded funding to. You can see about half the money goes to private initiated or community initiated projects, and I'll give a couple example of those coming up. Also, BES, PBOT, and PDC are the other recipients of program funds. And so far, the total money going out or awarded is about $3.5 million. This shows the geographical distribution of the projects throughout the city. The yellow are completed projects. The blue are projects that are under construction or in design. And the green are the most recent applications that have come in. So I'm going to spend a little bit more time on this slide. This shows the per capita spending of the program and by neighborhood coalition. So you can see central northeast neighborhoods has received the most money per capita. And I just wanted to point out that one reason that number is so high for that neighborhood coalition is the largest award we have made is to Verde to help them with their stormwater on the road from Killingsworth up to Cully Park. So that's the biggest award we've made, and that's the reason that number is so big for that neighborhood. Also, the southwest neighborhoods have a high per capita spending, and the reason that number is bigger is because the Fano Tryon watershed groups within Bureau of Environmental Services were the first watershed groups to do sub-watershed planning and identify early action projects. So they were able to take advantage of this funding and implement many water quality early action projects, primarily within Multnomah Village, but within their watershed. So that's one reason that number is so high. I keep a whole bunch of spreadsheets and statistics on the program and how we've spent the money. Here are a few numbers for you on the system benefits. Over 4 million gallons of stormwater is removed annually from the combined system because of the projects we have funded through Percent for Green. Also, more than 8 million gallons of water is treated annually before it's discharged into the MS4 system. And the MS4 system is the separated stormwater system, so where water is going directly to a stream or river. Also, I'll point out that the average contribution to a project is about $90,000. And then you can see the range between $12,000 and $450,000. And then the average cost per square foot of impervious surface managed is just under $7 a square foot. One thing that we talk about with this program and that we think is a great benefit is that we can leverage multiple benefits of green infrastructure, and we really look for opportunities to leverage the multiple benefits. So here's just a list of the number of projects that have been able to leverage these other benefits. I'll mention that the design and policy innovation. So the design innovation includes things as simple as different soil mixes or different depths of soil mix. And these are generally pretty small projects and a good opportunity to try out new designs or new technologies. And the policy innovation includes things like working with Verde on an alternative street design for their approach to Cully Park. Or mixing private and public stormwater, so taking stormwater from the right-of-way and actually putting it onto private property for management, or some of the that's another policy innovation that we've been working on. So now I'm going to switch to the ordinance. That was a little background about the program and why I am asking for this ordinance. I did have a previous five-year exemption that ran from 2010 to 2015. There were 11 contracts that used this ordinance to enter into the contracts, and I've listed just a few examples. The June Key Delta Center, we worked with Reed College. REACH was the project out on 100th and Gleason. And so those are the types of projects that we fund with this. I'll also mention that not all of the Percent for Green projects use this contracting mechanism. Some of them are built under CIP projects. Some are built by Bureau of Maintenance. So this is just one of the methodologies for implementing the projects. This ordinance is that we're discussing here today is a five-year exemption from competitive bidding. It's virtually identical to the last ordinance that we had in place. It is not to exceed $1 million over the five-year time. It requires a 10% match from the applicants. And just an example of two upcoming contracts that would use this exemption is a contract with Verde to continue their access road work to Cully Park, and a contract with Catholic Charities to have stormwater improvements around their St. Francis apartment building, which is in the Central East Side. It includes some pedestrian improvements as well. Two other points I wanted to make about the program. I do outreach to the neighborhood coalitions for working with them to come up with projects that might be appropriate for this program. And then there is a review committee made up of a representative from PBOT, Water, PDC, Planning and Sustainability, and then a community member that review all the project applications that we receive twice a year. And then they make a recommendation that then goes to the Director of Environmental Services, and the director then has the final approval for the projects. So that's just a little bit more about the process, and I am happy to answer any questions.
Mayor, Ivy can answer any questions on the substance, and we will be handing out shortly a red line version of the amendment.
Okay.
And in fact, council's here. If you can give it to Carla,
yes.
We'll hand that out. Council, can you come back to the front desk, so that the dais, so that in case there are questions relating to either the amendment or the program.
So let me see if I understand, based on, thank you, the new information here. What you're asking, what the program has a competitive process to decide which green streets are going to get done, and that's got the committee, including a community representative.
Yes.
And then the exemption from competitive bidding is because those projects are going to be using their own contractors, and we're not involved in the selection.
That's correct.
I'm glad I understood it.
Yes, that's right.
So,
go ahead.
Finding that changes were based on council's review of the documents before you, that they were deficient in, there are certain findings we have to have, even findings that say they're not applicable. So no substantive changes, but it now technically conforms with the state law requirements for an exemption.
And in the entire report is the findings, because previously you had subparagraphs that said that the conclusion at the bottom was the finding, but in fact everything under each is the finding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. So I think I understand what we're doing now. I appreciate the quick
I want to thank my colleague for the questions she's now raising, because whenever possible, we will provide a red line version. It is just easier, particularly when we're talking about legal matters and findings.
So then my only question is about the competitive process. It's heavily weighted towards internal review rather than community review, and if there are more projects than money available, it would seem more appropriate to have a more robust community input in that committee. Because that's usually we have a competitive bid for the contract, and so we get to know what minority women small business participation in each contract, what are the community benefits, if any. None of that happens now, and so there's just one community member who's essentially approving this alternative contracting method.
Right. I think when this doesn't exactly answer your question, but I'll give you a little background.
Why don't you start by answering the question?
Okay. well, yes, there is only one community representative in
here,
the group.
Let me jump to the quick. The matter before us is an exemption. Requirement exemption from competitive bidding, and we're on a clock. Commissioner Fritz, to the extent you have a set of concerns about more robust community engagement, where the money is allocated, how we could improve that process, I would welcome your input on that. And I would simply say that we have a narrow issue before us today. Perhaps we could then sit down with you and Oni and review this matter. If it requires a code change, we would come back to council. If it just requires a discretionary change in how we do it, if we can improve it, we'd be happy to consider that.
Thank you. I'd certainly be happy to take you up on the second part of it. The matter before us today is the five-year exemption from competitive bidding for all of these projects. So I'm happy to move forward on it today. There was just a robust discussion at the Pioneer Courthouse Square board meeting yesterday about alternative contracting methods. What's the oversight? How do we make sure that and the findings say this is how we know we're not picking just our friends. It's just there is a lot of concern about how the public's money is spent, and particularly in a program like this. So, yes, I think your solution is a nice
maybe,
one.
And I'm not prejudging anything, but there might be an ONI representative or something to make sure. I appreciate that that Ivy noted that substantial outreach to neighborhood associations. I think the fact that so much money is going into Outer East and the Central Northeast shows that actually the community perspective is as funded by either nonprofits or the city is well represented. If we can improve it, we want to do so.
Thank you.
Okay, sounds like a solution. Other questions, issues to raise with staff?
This is an emergency.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then let's take a roll call vote, please. It's an emergency ordinance.
We didn't vote on the motion yet.
Oh, sorry.
Motion on the amendments, please, first.
Yeah.
So it's been moved, and Commissioner Fritz, I think, seconded
the
amendments.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll call on the amendments, please.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, and now on the ordinance as amended.
Fritz.
Thank you. Thank you for the good explanation. Thank you for providing, in short order, the red line versions and the commitment from the commissioner in charge that we'll discuss the community engagement portion of the upfront selection of which green streets get done.
Yes.
It's a great program. Thank you for leading it. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Ivy, for your passion and your stewardship of this program. It's a wonderful program, and the money goes to important purposes. And that one slide you showed about the stormwater we're taking out of the combined sewer overflow system, as Dan can say more eloquently than I can, we built a system that was designed not to have to be expanded. The way we actually meet the future challenges is we make sure stormwater doesn't go into that system, which is why we invest in green infrastructure, and this is one of those tools. The alternative, long term, is to build another CSO, and we're not inclined to spend a few billion dollars to do that, so it makes sense. So thank you for your good work, and if you could touch base with Commissioner Fritz's office on your way out, and let's get something scheduled, and then we'll move forward. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you for the presentation. It's a great program. Happy to support it. Aye.
Hales.
Same here. Aye. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Okay.